It's Wednesday. Hey, John.
Hey, Griff.
How you doing?
I'm good.
This is Boss Barrel Radio, episode 60.
60, that's right.
60. Time to retire.
I remember this now.
Time to retire. This is November 9th, 2000. Gotta stop walking over the microphone thing, dog. 2011. And it's John and I again on another two-manner. But you know what? This week, unlike last week, we got stuff to talk about.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. I'm playing a lot of games.
I like talking about stuff.
Yeah? How much... Well, do you want to get some stuff talking out of the way before we talk about games?
Yeah.
You cut your hair.
Yeah, I did cut my hair.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Short?
Just in time for Commander Shepard.
Oh, you did this. See, I like having a good short haircut because of, stockingness. But, we'll get, you want
to... Yeah.
Hang on. All right, we'll just keep going where we left off because don't want to false start it.
Yeah, technical difficulties.
I don't want to go back and redo that.
It's got to be...
It's all first takes. Yep.
Can't jerk this stuff around.
No, it's all real.
It's all got to be natural.
100%.
Come right out of you.
That's right. Uh-huh. So, you got a haircut, and it snowed here.
It did snow last night.
Pretty weird.
Walked upstairs to get some water at about 2 a.m., and I'm like, ground looks awfully white. That's snow. I'm just going to go back downstairs and keep playing Uncharted.
By the time I had to pick Hunter up from basketball practice, and by the time we were driving home at 9, it was like sleeting out, so I was like, yep, this is going to be pretty slick, but...
Yeah, how was the drive over?
Fine, it's all melted.
Yeah, that's sort of what I figured.
Yep. Anything else happening?
I didn't see any other bad movies.
No?
Didn't see any other good movies, for that matter.
Watching any TV?
Been watching Mad Men.
Oh, yeah? You like that?
Yeah, it's good. Really like the 1940s,
mm-hmm.
1950s.
Do they make it seem like old-timey? Or
yeah,
is it,
it's really good.
Like, is it grainy? Is it film grain? Or is like you would be seeing it with your eyes?
It's like you would be seeing it with your eyes. It's really good, though.
Okay.
Like, they do a really good job painting that scene. Like, the people talk the way I imagine that they talk in the 40s.
I believe it.
I buy it. I buy everything that they're selling me.
Hmm.
In that show. I also love hearing the outrageous drinks that people order.
Okay.
Because people are always ordering old fashions and vodka gimlets and the crazy martinis and
why do people order gimlets? It's so disgusting.
It's just lime juice.
Yeah.
It's just lime juice. It's sour.
Is it the first cocktail?
I don't know
if bartender Ben Johnson accidentally dropped a bottle of lime juice into his open glass of gin.
Mm-hmm.
From that day, he dubbed it the Gimlet.
Yep. Maybe his last name was Gimlet.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's gross. But I don't know. I don't really mind vodka gimlets.
Find a better thing to do with the vodka than put it with just lime juice.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. It's on the topic of drinks. I had a Vesper for the first time yesterday.
Really it's good. Okay.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're good.
Really good. I still stick to my Manhattans, but.
Yeah, when DeBay's was open in the Drake area, that's where I tried that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Really good.
Really good.
But I honestly can't think of too many things I've been... I'm going to a food and wine expo on Friday.
Oh, that's right.
With Jen. I'm excited for that.
You went to the Modern Warfare Midnight release.
Oh, yeah. I did go to that with Jen to get Hunter's copy.
How was that?
Unimpressive.
There were a lot of bros there.
It smelled really bad.
Awesome.
We got there at 12:10.
Wow. So you got there after the...
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to the event of the midnight launch.
You weren't
going to
hang out.
No. I don't care how much free pizza they have.
Buffalo Wild Wings, man.
Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Ugh, it was just...
Free Buffalo Chicken.
Just a lot of stinky dudes.
Yep. I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Good stuff.
Yeah. Undoubtedly, yeah. If that was an outside release, there'd be a lot of smoking pot.
Yep, probably.
But yeah, we got there late, and Ryan was actually there before us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he got there at like noon or mid noon.
Good God.
Noon night.
This is the Jordan Creek one.
Yeah, yeah. He went there at midnight, and he said there was like 200 to 300 people. It wrapped around basically to the front of the store around this giant overlooking area into the second or the ground floor of the mall and then back around. So it was pretty big. Like when we got there, it was still a full wraparound of the line.
Wow.
So it was massive, but we got the game and didn't have to waste our time with like wrist bracelets or VIP access or anything like that.
Crazy.
No pre-order bonuses though for this game.
Yep. Yep. That's all right.
Find that surprising.
Yeah, I agree. You think something.
I also imagine, though, that enough people buy that game or pre-order it without having... They're just like, right. I just need that copy.
You just got to say the words Modern Warfare.
There were people just like buying their game and then going back into the back of the line to buy another copy of the game.
Why? Why
would you I don't know.
Why could you not just purchase one there?
I don't know.
When you purchased...
Because they had to... One copy per person, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they wanted to... They just got bit by the bug and they're like, I gotta get another
copy. Just go get another one. Mm-hmm. It's one for me to play and then one for me to have sealed.
Yeah.
Because this is going
to be. It's two for me to play at the same time.
So this will be an artifact for time.
Yep.
Crazy.
I'm going to buy one and I'm going to just buy the other one and break it in front of people. Just walk show out of them the store how rich and
shatter
I am.
It on the ground.
This is what I think about Call of Duty, yet I have another copy to play.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what I think about doing.
Yeah. You should crack it when you send it back.
Just bang. Just break it in half and be like, this is what I think of this game.
Oh, yeah. Charge me for it. Speaking of Call of Duty, I accidentally sent Hunter's... I told you about this, where I accidentally sent Hunter's Black Ops back to Gamefly instead of Batman, which I feel really bad about. But the nice thing is I contacted them immediately, and they this was like last week on... I think it was either... Friday or Saturday or something like that I did this. Maybe Thursday. I don't remember. And they already contacted me now and said they're sending me the game back.
Mm.
And they make it a point in their emails, like all their customer response emails, to be like, we are the only service that does this. If you ever send your property back to any other game rental service out there, they will not take time to send you back your product.
But wow.
We can't guarantee the well-being of the product, though. So if it comes back damaged, it's not our fault. Which, you know, makes sense, because it's like, what if you're like, I'm going to send my scratched up disc and then complain that they scratched it up?
Yeah,
like, yeah, I know.
It's a liability thing. It's yeah. That seems fair.
But so far, I just have to Gamefly has been totally awesome about, like, doing that for me.
No crazy email of like, we received your copy of Call of Batman.
Yeah. Yep.
It's crazy.
No, nothing like that. Bat Ops.
Bat Ops.
Yeah. Modern Asylum.
Yep.
Modern City.
Yep.
Nothing like that. They've been really, really good. So I'm happy,
happy
to keep supporting their products.
Yep. It's good.
If only they would, you know.
They did a really good job, like when I lost my stupid sleeve for a game one time.
You just send them back a printed thing?
Yeah. Oh, I just sent them an email and they just...
They can send you another sleeve.
Yeah.
Or you can just print up your own.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
I don't have a printer that works, or at least I don't bother to hook up the printer that I have.
Oh,
it's probably a better way to put
so
it.
So if you're listening, Gamefly, just advertising right here. this podcast brought to you by whoever you are.
Whoever.
You pay us for us to say that.
I've thought about talking to Gamefly.
Hey, you know what? That'd be 12 people that would be really interested in their product.
I'm just saying.
That's about it for me. In my life outside of today.
Oh, I've been playing buy a new computer.
Oh yeah,
which is like really broke. Affecting the site more than it should.
Mm-hmm.
My computer went down for the count, and had to buy a new computer, which is actually working out really well.
That's good.
Yeah,
I can hear it not
doing
to take off.
Not like not trying to kill itself.
Next step, John. New Xbox.
Yeah. Exactly. This is how all Windows products work.
Well, you got your new PS3, got your new computer. Now it's time for that new Xbox.
Here comes the new Xbox. Well, I've already replaced the Xbox once.
Oh.
Red Wing of Death. 2008 or 2009 or 2010, one of the two. forget which year it was. Red Ring. Why can I not say
now this? You're stuck on it.
Red Ring.
You did that to yourself.
Red Ringed. And got it replaced after a lot of bitching to Microsoft. Got it replaced. Took care of that for me. And now I've got this one. And yeah.
Yeah, I've been
so far it's fine.
Tempted to buy a new Xbox ever since the new Slim came out.
Yeah.
Just because I need a bigger hard drive on it for it to be a practical console for me. Like, if I want to use it as much as I use my PlayStation, it needs to have a bigger hard drive so I can install that stuff.
Mine's a 60 gig.
Yeah, that's not enough.
It's fine.
That's not enough.
Just optimize your space a lot.
Nope. I want to keep everything.
All right. Fair enough.
I'm a hoarder of digital content.
Fair enough. You uninstall.
That's going to be my new TLC program where it's like, I'm a digital hoarder.
It's a digital hoarder.
Yep. Just,
Griff, what are you doing with your life?
Why do you have all these JPEGs of Christmas trees?
300 gigs.
I don't know. Sometimes I might need them. I need to archive this stuff.
300 gigs of dubstep music. Why do you have this?
Yeah. You've got 400 gigs of just blank documents for Windows or for Microsoft Word and
They're
Excel.
They're all Word documents that just have periods in them.
How did you even fill that? But how is that possible? I don't know.
They only take up mere kilobytes. It's
nothing.
Like nothing. What are you doing with this?
What if I want those again?
You
I don't know.
You can delete them. It's fine.
No.
It's fine, Griff.
The spacing is perfect.
But okay, so like, so in the extreme version of this, where it's like I have everything backed up onto that terabyte hard drive that I had that has now also died, that I've got to go try to figure that out today. That's where all of the stuff for the site is.
Cloud.
It's where, yes, this is, yes, I need store things on.
Not to get into
can
just,
I get, like, Amazon has a cloud service.
That's what
right?
I was going to say. Not to get too deep into our own site planning stuff on the podcast, but what we should do is start backing up, like, the crucial.
Which is my Photoshop files.
Video that, elements or picture elements on the cloud at Amazon. I mean, 5 gigs free.
Yeah, five gigs would be more than enough space to just store the Photoshop files that I need to in case something terrible were to happen.
Yep.
Like this.
Yeah.
Because I basically had to go in and recreate stuff last night, which just allowed me to take some creative license with the stuff that we already have. So,
I also wonder if there's a way that you can just back up your internet content. Like, is there a way that you can just back up everything on the website? Like, can we archive that somewhere?
Well,
like I have, like, just in case for some bizarre reason, like Weebly goes down or, you know, GoDaddy gets hacked and it shuts everything down. It's like just so our content.
Yeah,
is
I can
still...
I can export the entire template of the site to my computer.
Template, not too concerning. I mean, more just like the actual content side of it. So anything we've written, will that get backed up somewhere? Because I have.
This is where we can put those Word documents to use, Griff.
Yeah, finally. See, I knew I was saving these for a reason.
Just fill them up with tons and tons of reviews and news articles.
That might have to be like a winter project of like, I'm just
when you're snowed into your house,
pull off every piece of content we've made and save it and then archive it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah, it might be a good question to email Weebly and see if they have like all that stuff archived.
Yeah,
but
still, it's
through
like
blog.
Don't want to do it through Weebly,
right? You want to do it through something a little bit more
through something. Like my hard drive.
Right.
Or a million different cloud services that are available right now.
Sure. I was thinking about upgrading some of my iCloud stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. iCloud's kind of nice.
Yeah. Sounds all right.
Yeah. I got 5 gigs of iCloud space.
Hmm.
I think.
Is that free?
I think it's, yeah.
I'm fairly certain I have like the trial, the iCloud was beta from like a year ago.
Oh yeah,
like it came. There was just a disk that came with this computer, and I tried to use it for hosting stuff for our website, but it didn't work. Yep. Anyway, yeah,
just looking to some Amazon cloud stuff.
Yeah, I know.
No,
5 gigs free. I don't. It's
free for 5 gigs?
5 gigs free.
Oh,
if you go. Any more than that, I think it's like $10 a gig. So you get 10 gigs for $50, yeah. $100, something like that. I don't remember what it is. It's monthly fee though, so it's like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 500 gigs for $500 or something.
I really
like
don't think the content that we would have to back up onto a cloud would really take up 5 gigs.
No. Let's get away from this though. All right. And talk about something that isn't boring. I tried to buy an iPhone, but that didn't work too.
Yeah.
Don't have to wait on that.
Jen has an iPhone.
I know she does.
How do you feel about this group?
I'm glad she has an iPhone. I just wish I could help her more with it because I don't know how to use it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, it's,
especially with iOS 5, iOS 5 just made things a little,
weirder.
A little bit more complicated than they need to be, which is kind of odd for an Apple product, but you get used to it at some point.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting for my contract to expire.
Is that what I was
May.
Saying? May.
Hopefully a new iPhone out by that point.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Talk about games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Uncharted.
You want to talk about some Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception?
Sure, since I played it for like 6 hours last night.
Yeah.
And then another hour again today.
Yeah, I finished that last week. I wanted to check my time limit since it did seem a little short, but I gave it to you. I didn't play any of the multiplayer, though, because it's all online pass, and I didn't have the case yet. So
yeah.
Now I've got it.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I totally forgot about that you would need the pass to play the online stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This may hinder us in recording.
Eh. I mean, it's going to be more or less the same as the beta, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, honestly, I don't come to Uncharted for the multiplayer.
Fair enough. But
what do you think? Is it as,
you know,
slightly
so
disappointing as I thought it was?
I've been thinking about this all damn day and all damn night last night about how it is still
it's still good.
It's still a good game. I just feel like maybe I expected more.
Yeah.
It just, some of the set pieces are nice. I feel like you feel a little bit more for Nathan Drake. Like they're trying to flesh out some of the softer sides of his character. I don't know how well they're doing yet.
Well, you know what? You're not going to get any more.
No, that's it. He apologizes to Elena and...
That's it. The explanation as to what's going on in the world of Nathan Drake.
That was a sweet moment there. And then...
Oh, after the boat?
Yeah, after the boat. After he comes back from the boat.
When you just wash up on shore at her house and you're like, interesting coincidence there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in a game that hinges on coincidence and luck for that to happen, it's like, oh man, that's weird washed up here.
Do you feel a little bit like they're just like really shooting for something like big? Like they're just really trying to make huge set pieces and instead of like actually achieving this, they're just...
Like I told you before, I think most of this game is forgettable. Like when I think back on it, the set pieces and the big blowout moments are just, they're memorable because I was told they're memorable, or else because I had frustrations with them.
So you're thinking maybe we checked too much into Uncharted?
No, I
beforehand?
Don't think so, because I don't, like, if you want to talk about the boat, as to this is, like, a remarkable, memorable moment with the boat in the water.
We'll see how much this picks up.
Yeah, maybe we should just take a break here and...
Yeah.
Okay, now we're back. After that, so we got rid of the first plane taking off in your computer.
Yeah.
We got another one.
Now we got construction.
Winter Rising.
Going. Yeah. Perfect.
Are we talking about Uncharted 3?
Yeah, Uncharted 3. It's a good game.
It's okay.
But it's not Uncharted 2.
No, it doesn't. I guess maybe part of the problem was just how much everybody wanted to like Uncharted, and then when 2 came out, it did impress. And, you know, really hit the mark for what everybody wanted out of Uncharted.
Yeah.
And now with 3, it seems like they tried to top themselves. Naughty Dog did, but didn't quite. Like, in an effort to try and blow it out again, they missed some of the crucial key parts that make a great Uncharted game.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about before, just how seamless everything seems, how the pacing just keeps moving forward and forward and forward, and just how like flawless all the action is, like climbing, combat, everything.
Yeah,
but there's bugs and hiccups.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, movement or
huge movement issues in this game, I feel like.
Or what was I going to, like the contextual like hints to keep you going forward on the path just seems just not as good as before.
Yeah.
And
it just seems, it's not majorly flawed. It's just,
no, it's just enough little
flaws all over the place that just
little hiccups that detract from the overall experience, you know? Like it's Uncharted 2 was just so enjoyably smooth, and you know, it had its hard like moments of just poorly designed combat challenges, or like you remember when you fought those two giant dudes with the miniguns and then you had to climb up in that ledge to get into the upper level in that red castle-y circular or square shaped building courtyard, and it took, every time I replay that, I can never find the area where you have to go to climb into that area. It's very vague and I'm not doing a good job of explaining it, but
that sounds like a million places.
No. It's very specific, because I swear I was playing this for like 2 hours straight trying to find it. And I texted you and I was like, how do I do this? Maybe it was Lake or something like that.
Are we talking about Uncharted 2?
2.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
In the snow with the dudes with the miniguns.
Yeah, now I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, dude, I don't.
But I feel like the checkpointing and the just the combat itself is a lot better. The improvements, I think, are great. Like, it's just the situations that they put you in don't seem to be taking that next step into like quality, refined action.
I like a couple of the right now. Like, I'm close to the end of it, but I like some of the characters that are being introduced.
Mm-hmm.
They're interesting. I think so far the story is all right, but it's getting a little, it's like they're trying to draw something out, but they're not doing it very well.
Yeah. It may give something away to you, but not the listeners. It's just, it's done now. Like the moments in the story that you find interesting are gone.
Yeah.
Like there's going to be maybe two or three more big reveals about stuff that happens, but the character interactions, like the Chloe and Cutter stuff and the what happened with Elena, all those things that I find interesting about Uncharted World, like why is Nate doing the things he does? What happened in the past? Like who is Sully? It's, like all these things.
It seems like they're going in that direction.
They open
don't.
All these doors up, but they never resolve it.
Yeah. Yeah, they just start going down that path where it's like, we're really going to open you up to who Nathan Drake is.
Nope. You're
and,
done.
And you're like,
nope.
And
it's
then
over.
They don't. And it's that's sad.
There's also one humongously glaring flaw in all of this game. Like, that makes zero sense whatsoever. But I can't tell you what it is yet because it will spoil what it is. But once you finish it, there's something that does not make any sense at all. Zero.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll talk to you about it when I finish it later.
I mean, I guess you can twist it to have it. I guess I shouldn't be that hard on it, but it's like that seems ridiculous.
Also, I feel like there are things that happened that
I know for an Uncharted game for you to say that seems ridiculous is stupid.
Oh,
but
no,
it's just
like not in that. Okay, like, yeah, because ultimately, like, the game is very Indiana Jones, where it's, like, normal, fucking bizarro twist.
Or, like, Die Hard, where it's, like, dude gets the crap beat out of him, and he's just the luckiest guy in the entire
exactly.
world.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's fine. But I feel like there's a continuity gap that I missed in Uncharted 2 to Uncharted 3, where it's just, like, so wait. I feel like the relationships of these characters have gone and, like done something, but
But you miss it.
But I miss it.
And they're doing a decent job of like not just spelling it outright, but they also don't do a good job ever of telling you what that is in the resolution.
Because something happened with Elena and Drake that I feel like I should know what this is, but nobody's really telling me what it is. And then there's...
I like the tension that they create by not telling you, but then on the other hand, it's like... That's... The end of the game where they resolve all that is just like...
Also, weird. Elena is the only one that I think looks completely different from the last couple games.
I hate it. I cannot stand the new character. There's something wrong with the faces. Like,
I don't have a problem with Drake. I don't have a problem with Sully. I don't have a problem with Chloe or Cutter. I don't. It's like
Sully's fine, and Chloe and Cutter seem to be okay. Well, Chloe seems to be a little weird too. Just
she doesn't a little seem, bit. This is going to sound so fucking weird, but she doesn't seem as attractive as she did.
Because they change everybody's faces. They don't look. They look more human and less cartoony.
Hmm.
Like if you look at Drake in 2 vs. 3, they've made him look more human by like making the eyes smaller, making the face like less sculpted, and for Elena too, they reduce the size of the eyes, and when they do that, it just makes the face seem fatter. So yeah, Elena just kind of looks like she's got this weird bloated feature going on, and like the thing that I really miss is like with Nathan Drake is like the big Disney eyes that like, you know, the Pixar.
Well, because that's
eyes.
Where a lot of your emotions goes.
Exactly,
so it's in those eyes, and so when you reduce the field of eye,
and I really like that where it's this overly expressive and cartoony because the game is cartoony.
The game is a little eccentric.
Yeah,
the game's a little out there.
So why can't the characters have just a little bit of that? Like,
well, and the thing is, like you know, you talk about that, and I didn't notice it until you mentioned it, but. I feel like that's probably accurate. Like, and I feel like making the eyes smaller, or leaving the eyes the same way that they were, would not have detracted from the realism that that game tries to portray.
Mm-mm.
At all.
No,
I think that game still looks just as good as probably one of the best looking games that are out there. I mean, it's a fine looking game. That
is sure
the one is. Thing. That's the one thing I'll say is like Uncharted 3 still looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Looks amazing.
Yep. Does look really good. Especially with when you get into some of the levels like the giant airplane fight with the lights flicking on and off with the fire or the mansion that catches on fire when you're just running around all that stuff or the spider tech that happens or
mm-hmm.
even the light that like seems to stream through the not on fire mansion.
Mm-hmm.
It's all really impressive.
Yeah. Elena's apartment, the lighting going on in there was really impressive to me.
Mm.
But only because there was also like a lot of stained glass going on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay, so we were also talking about this earlier, where was the I mean I remember Nathan Drake getting the shit beat out of him in the first two games.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it seems like he's really getting the shit worked out of him.
Yeah.
Like,
there is no stable flooring in the world
of
Uncharted.
Fucking Nathan Drake just weighs 1,000 pounds and just breaks through everything.
Uh-huh. Every floor is rotted out, and
exactly.
There's a floor underneath that floor.
I just every time
that might go any moment.
At this point, I just assume anytime I'm jumping from one platform to the next,
yeah.
It's just gonna fall.
Yep,
or it's gonna be shot out from under.
Yeah, nothing is shocking anymore because it's like you jump. Or have you got to the part where it's just like absolutely like Drake jumps off this thing to land on this rooftop with Cutter, and a grenade like blows a hole in the rooftop, and he goes through the roof into
yep.
the ground and through like another, and you're like, this is. Dude just fell like 3 feet
yeah.
on his ass.
Well, okay, yeah, so.
Or, I'm sorry, 3 floors.
Yeah. Well, okay, so this is also a problem that I have. I've had this problem with the game since forever. And I understand why it exists, but it's like, so in certain parts of the game, Nathan Drake can fall 10 feet and just die.
Mm-hmm.
But in other parts of the game, Nathan Drake can fall.
Forever.
You know, 100 feet.
Yep.
And just. Completely fine.
Yep.
Just a little sore in the back. Be all right.
Yeah. Just did something to his shoulder. He's got to roll it out a little bit.
Do a little neck twist. I'll be all right.
Have you ran across the absolutely vexing repetitive dialogue from Nate?
Not yet.
Oh,
I don't know. I've not noticed this yet.
Drove me crazy. If you haven't noticed it by now, then I guess maybe I just was really unlucky and hit every bit of repetitive dialogue about
I only
got one chance at this.
Yeah, I sort of started to see what you were talking about, but the way that it came across to me just made it sort of seem like it just sort of made it seem like that's just the way that Nathan Drake talks.
Yeah.
Like, those are just sort of the things that come out of his mouth. But I could see how if it got triggered enough, it would just seem repetitive.
It's a bummer because when you have like him talking with Cutter and Sully in the beginning of the game, it's awesome. Like the banter is great and it's fun. And then towards the end of the game, you're like, now Nate's just saying the same. Nate by himself is a very boring Nate.
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. He needs stuff to bounce off of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think the issue that I started to run into the issue of, like, I think the character of Nathan Drake is running thin when the chapter is called Just Have One Shot at This.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I told you, I heard that. It was like, dude, like, said it right before I did this thing, said it right before I did another thing, and then the next chapter title was the thing he just said twice in a row, and I'm like, haha, that's funny if it wasn't really annoying.
Yeah, it's, I guess if that's what you're talking about, then yes. But I think it's like when that chapter thing came up, I'm like, this is what Griff is talking about, where he has just one chance like a million times.
Yes. Yeah.
The everything he does.
I
think that's just the way he talks at this point of like going through all of his experiences of like, I got a lot of one chances. I'm a cat with one life that I keep using.
I don't know though. Like people like make pokes at it where they're like, you know, they'll jab at that Drake's like, we're going to go in here and do this and we won't get spotted. And then they're like, yeah, of course we will. It'll always like end up hitting the shits and, you know, we'll have to fight our way out. And you're like, okay, like I get that little nod at Nate is just bad luck and his plans always go bad, but he always, you know, lands on his feet. I just don't like it when Nate starts saying it over and over again.
You know what else? Like, I was thinking about this during the plane sequence where it's just in... It just seems like a lot of the characters are ridiculing Nate for like being a little reckless in this. And I'm starting to feel that way too, where Nate just seems like fucking just doing shit and just shit just is going wrong because he's just not thinking it through. Like when, like blowing the plane out of the sky, it's just like, did you think this through when you blew the plane? Did you think this through when you sank the boat? Like, you're just breaking shit.
I don't... I mean, in those two scenes
specifically...
How about
let the plane get to where it was supposed to go?
In those two scenes specifically that you were talking about, I totally understand. Like, I know what you're saying, where he's like, you're going to launch this cargo out to kill this dude, right?
Yeah, to what end?
Like, but I also feel like that is... Like, that reflects the everyman nature of his character, where it's like, you just were hanging out of the back of a plane on its, like, landing pad and beating the crap out of this giant dude that was going to throw you overboard. What would you do? You'd want to kill that dude in the most horrific way possible.
Well, fair enough.
I'm going to pull this cord and launch this cargo and take him out with it.
I was also wondering, because I was a good far way away from that cargo thing. Like, can you kill that dude without, like, I imagine you have to pull that cord.
Yeah.
But, like, I was beating him down pretty consistently just towards the back of the plane. It's like, why can I not just shove dude out of plane?
Yeah.
Just close up the thing and just ride this bird.
Nope. This would be too easy.
Nope. Nathan Drake just can't take a smoke break.
Nope. Let's see here. If you want to... You gotta take a break.
Yeah,
I'm gonna die.
Probably take a break. Okay. Kitchen at some
point. Yes, pretty soon. It doesn't sound too bad now, but it might get worse. We got ambient noise that's going to be going on, so deal with it. Suck it up. Uncharted.
Uncharted. It's good. It's worth playing.
It's worth playing. I don't know if this one's worth a day one purchase. Honestly,
yeah you probably.
I think it's great. If you're into the third person, if you want something that's not like Gears of War multiplayer, be good, but...
Yeah.
Nah.
You and I seemed to have fun with the multiplayer when we were doing the beta.
Yeah. That was alright. I mean, definitely dudes are softer, but I'll have to jump in once you're done with it and put my code in, get all that stuff going to try out the co-op wave... based thing that's in it, like the multiplayer.
That's right.
Co-op and then like competitive, see how those are.
Like a horde mode thing.
I'm assuming that's what it is. But let's talk about other games. John? You been playing anything else?
I touched up some Dark Souls again.
Oh, okay, okay. You threw the Gaping Dragon, you said?
Yeah, killed the Gaping Dragon.
Any other beasts?
I was able to.
Beasts bested.
Isn't there something before the Gaping? Oh, there's that
the
rat.
The giant rat.
The giant rat, which isn't a big deal.
Did you find the merchant with the sweet crystal weapons?
Yep. I bought one thing from... Well, two things. I didn't buy that shield.
The crystal shield?
Yeah,
it's really good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like the best shield you can get.
How does it, like... Because it compared to the Dragon Crest shield that I have, I didn't really feel like it was...
Because it gives you, like... It gives you 100% physical, and then it gives you, like, 10% more on lightning and something, and just as much on fire or magic. So it gives you, like, it's like 70s and then 100, which is better than everything else. The only problem with it is I don't think you can't upgrade crystal weapons. So you can't upgrade the shield.
I see. No, I'm in Blighttown now.
Mm-hmm.
Killing all the poison lizard people and crazy fire dogs and just crazy nonsense. I picked up ninja armor.
Cool.
Ninja-esque armor.
How's that working out for you?
It's all right. It's really light and it resists poison really well. So.
Oh, nice.
So
that's good.
Rocking that right now. I also got a... oh, that's the other thing I bought from Merchant Dude is the bottomless box.
Oh, yeah. Yep, your storage crate.
Store all my stuff in. Mm-hmm. Not that I ever had a problem storing things anyway.
Right.
But
what are you going to store?
Shoved extra stuff in there.
Sure.
Just put everything in there.
That's
since
right.
It's bottomless. Put everything in there.
That way you can just keep your weight as low as possible.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not just like clunking around.
Mm-hmm.
There's a... Isn't there like a boss that... Something about like seeping or like
what?
Excrement or something.
The gaping dragon that wrecks all your armor.
No. There's a boss called what is weird? I don't know. There's like some sort of like gross pustule looking boss. I can see it. It's like it looks like a big sack and it has tentacles.
Ugh.
Coming out of it. I can see it. I just can't get to it just yet.
Huh.
It's the next thing.
It's in Blighttown?
Yeah. It's the next thing that I have to kill.
Okay.
Getting around to it.
Cool.
But that's my stopping point right now. I just got hung up on Uncharted. I'm going to finish that today. And then Modern Warfare.
You got that. You haven't been playing it, though.
I haven't been playing it. You played
it. I have been playing it, yes.
What do you think so far?
I think it's
dudes.
More Modern Warfare.
Yeah, shooting dudes.
It's good. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. If you're looking for another first-person shooter that does first-person shooters the way that you probably are used to, hey, this is your game.
Sweet.
I played I'm like 3 hours, I think, into the campaign, which I told you, I think it's more like a third of the way instead of halfway, which is impressive.
It's good.
Good for you, game.
Good for you. Way to pat
it out
a little
bit.
Yep.
And then last night, Hunter and I played the survival mode, which is...
Oh, it's like their
it's horde mode for first-person shooter.
You didn't do any Spec Ops?
No.
Spec Ops
is... You've got, like, Spec Ops, and then you've got, like, your missions, and then you've got your survival.
Aye.
So, in your missions, you're just doing, like, your co-op, taking dudes down, doing this objective, do it with on veteran, you get more stars or something.
Yeah.
And then on the survival, it's like... I actually think the survival mode is kind of cool.
You get to purchase like perks and weapons.
Kind of.
And stuff.
Like you level through it, of course.
Right.
So you increase your level. And then with each several levels, you gain access to more upgrades. So you kill dudes, you get currency, you spend your currency on things. So you can buy weapons, weapon upgrades, refill for all your equipment. And then you can buy like perks. And special air strike packages, like you can buy teammates, or you can buy a predator missile, which are all kind of nice. So I don't know, like it's nothing new or novel, but it works well in this genre. Like it's cool having a first person shooter that I can just do wave based. I love it a lot more than zombie mode.
Cool.
I can tell you that.
Cool,
because dudes act like dudes and not like I'm gonna instantly kill you zombies.
Yeah, that's good. I like Yeah, I was never a big fan of the zombie mode. So.
Plus, you can pick up their weapons.
Sweet.
Really nice.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
There's dogs with explosives on them.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this. Exploding dogs.
Uh-huh.
That's probably the most disturbing thing about the
game.
It's
pretty
weird.
I
understand.
It's pretty weird.
Dogs that just run up to you and explode.
Yep.
Great.
And I played the single player, like I said, and you start by getting a trophy or achievement just by starting the game.
Awesome.
Yep, just by selecting campaign, it's like back in the game or something like that, and that's what you get for just starting it. But honestly, it's good. Like it is more Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
The only major difference that I've noticed so far is there's a lot of moments where you definitely don't have to be good to keep the momentum going forward.
Oh yeah.
So you know, kind of the
campaign.
Yes, kind of like the stigma around the Call of Duty games, where like you have to push forward through these unending waves of enemies until you hit the checkpoint that says, okay, they're all gone now and they won't keep respawning.
Mm-hmm.
In this, your co-op partner or your AI partner, like Price or Sandman or whoever is working with you, they'll just be taking dudes out the entire time. So you can put your controller down, kind of just sit back and let them do all the work and clean everything up.
Nice.
One level in particular, there's you're playing as a SAS dude, and they're like, okay, so-and-so, you take point. And they're calling out all your shots. They're like, two tangos, take them down silently, or make sure they don't wake up, or something like that. And then I'm like, I'm sighting in my shots, getting ready to like transition from a quick headshot to a quick, you know, couple of shots into the body to take this guy out. And then all of a sudden, the guy next to me just black, black, takes him out. I'm like, hey.
Hey.
I was working on that. He told me to do it.
I'm playing this game. I spent money on it.
And it keeps happening through the rest of the level. Like, you get to this next guy, and they're like, okay, we got two bogeys. One is armed. One is back facing. Ready? On three. Take him down. So I'm like, okay, ready? And then it's like, and they're like, okay. And then two sniper red dot sights laser scopes just like come into view into this, and just psh, psh, and the glass shatters and the guys go down. You're like, I want to do that.
Not allowed, Griff.
But I guess the good side of it is that it's cool, and then you know, your teammates are actually helping you out. You don't seem like they're just like stupid fodder that keep getting blown up over and over again.
Because God knows that happens in Uncharted. Oh God, are they terrible at doing
anything
in Uncharted?
Yeah. But in Modern Warfare, they're very good. And then it's also nice because usually they'll in the Modern Warfare way, it's like everything's going great. You guys got the upper hand, and then some shit happens, and now everybody's dead except for you and the dude who says follow above his head, and and now you have to get out of
Captain Follow.
Yeah, you got to get out of the tunnel regroup. So then you're like, oh fuck, it was so nice having a bunch of dudes that were actually helpful.
Are there any knockoff Burger Kings?
No, but there's great fake movie posters.
Awesome.
And once you get to the London Underground level, they've got some fantastic, just generic, it's like The Gang.
Awesome.
And it's just like a bunch of dudes who I'm guessing is part of the Treyarch development team standing around in a circle, like shot from their feet. And the tagline is like, you don't know what they did, but you soon will. Awesome. Yes, that's good.
Great taglines.
So I don't know. I'm the other thing that struck me is, you know what? Black Ops has a better storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's like, at least there's some reason. There's that one more layer of drive to figure out what's going on. Cause like in this game, it's just like, yeah, everybody's fighting each other. You know, the Russians are attacking everybody. Now you need to go kill this guy.
Yeah.
You're this guy. This thing happened at this location. It sucks. Now you have to go fix that thing so we can get the advantage again. Whereas in Black Ops, you know, it's more like telling the story of this dude and these other dudes. I mean, you could take that, the Soap McTavish story, as like the main point of the game, but it's like, it's not.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've been trying to find the numbers for sales.
Yep.
Do you suppose that this is it peeling off?
Like, I don't think so.
This is Call of Duty just starting to take its dip.
You know what? Maybe this is the last big Maybe this is, you know...
I guess what I'm saying, do they do a Modern Warfare 4?
This is... They've already said they're going to do it.
No, they said there would be another Call of Duty in 2012.
Well, yeah, true.
This does not mean it is Modern Warfare 4.
Well, we'll see
Modern
how
Warfare
this...
4 would be 2013.
See what happens with the wrap-up of the campaign. But I doubt it. Like, I don't know where you go from this. Where it's like, it's a World War again.
Yeah, World War 4.
Yeah.
Doing it.
So I don't really know where you go from there. But I do... I don't think, is this, are you saying, is this the Tony Hawk 3 of the Tony Hawk franchise, where it all goes south from here, and it's just grasping at straws to...
I feel like you can only do this, like, you can only, like, drive this workhorse so far before it just does not produce the same level
of
work.
Was there a time when people said, man, nothing beats, aggressive skateboarding or arcade skateboarding games, and then something else came out that was like, oh my gosh, we've been playing the wrong game for the longest time. This is so much better.
Yeah, you know what that game was?
Skate.
Guitar Hero.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, what was... But I mean, like, you think of first-person shooters, and you're like, first-person shooters will always be around, forever.
Yeah.
Because it's just a way to tell a story in a game. But is it like... behind the back, third person, aggressive, arcade style,
skating,
skateboarding will never get old. Like, that one seems like that one might get old.
What if we combine first person shooting and skateboarding?
So we're talking Mirror's Edge 2, skateboarding game.
Yeah, Modern Hawk.
I like it. Mirror's Hawk.
Yeah, Mirror Hawk.
Yep.
Well, now you're combining EA properties and
Activision. Yeah.
It's just Tony Hawk. Just going postal.
Nope, that's already taken. I can't have postal in your title.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying that's the title. I'm just saying this is what's happening.
Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk has had enough.
Sam.
And Tony Hawk has had enough. He's going and buying a gun. That's right. Getting on a skateboard.
It's all FMV.
Just taking down fools. We'll just throw zombies in there. We'll just combine three really great things.
Yep.
Zombies, guns, and skateboards.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Great.
We're going to do a 900.
Just doing nose grinds off of zombies' foreheads.
While I reload.
And then shooting them in the face.
Take cover behind this while I do this inverted eggplant.
If we can work a chainsaw in there somewhere.
Put the chainsaws
sell,
on the
like,
skateboard.
We'll sell millions of copies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, put the
sounds
chainsaw
like a Suda 51 game, actually.
Yep. You just replace the wheels on the, you just replace the trucks on the skateboard with chainsaws, and that's how he propels himself forward.
Oh, I see.
Just grinds into the ground.
I like it.
Really grinds into the ground.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
That's good.
Just do, yeah, it's going to be great.
I'm sold.
This is the next big thing, Griff. We're making
it's all
right
first
here.
Person.
Yep, all for first person. You can't even see it really happening, but you know you can hear
you know
it.
You're grinding it
you
up.
You can hear it happen. It's good stuff.
Forget chainsaws on guns.
It becomes really dangerous to do, like...
hey, kid, do you like chainsaws on things?
It becomes really dangerous to do kickflips and ollies, but...
Because
that means you get
any kind of
dangerous.
Board grab, yeah. Very dangerous move.
Get really close to those blades.
Just grab the board, and then you get off the board, get off the chain board, and then you run through enemies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's when the game starts sucking, when you have to get off the board.
You have to get off the board.
Yeah. Yeah. So for Modern Warfare 3, I'm liking it, but it's just like, yep, I'm done now. Like, it's good.
More Call of Duty.
It's more Call of Duty.
How does Hunter like it? Does he just love
best game ever?
Love every moment of it.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, it is good. Like, the upgrades that they made here and there do give it a little bit of fresh feel.
How does it look? Does it still look amazing?
Still moves nice.
Yeah. 60 frames a second.
Still looks great. Yeah.
No texture popping.
No texture popping.
Explosions look and sound like explosions.
But more so than before, the set piece stuff seems to be just happening even harder, where it's like, man, I can't imagine having to replay this and watch that plane blow up again.
Yeah, there was a comment made about, like if this were to be made into a movie, Michael Bay would be fucked. There's so many explosions. So many.
Michael Bay would not be fucked, man. He would be. This would be in his wheelhouse.
Well, yeah.
I don't have to write anything. Yeah. I'm just going to put somebody playing this game on the screen.
Explode! 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 Oh man.
But yes, I've been playing that, and I would like to finish it, hopefully by the end of the week.
Yeah.
I've also been playing Resistance 3.
Oh?
Yes.
Why are you doing this?
Because I just wanted to, play it for the end of the year discussions.
Oh, well, fair enough.
To know about it for my own personal benefit.
Potential, like...
For awards possibilities.
Best prequel.
But, you know, it's all right. I feel like, as fans of Resistance go, I'm probably one of them.
Yeah, I'm not. No, I'm like the first one.
Yeah.
That's about it.
There's not a lot of us.
No,
it's more of people who are tolerant of the Resistance franchise, I guess. Well, I shouldn't say it. I like it. And I like the world they created. But this game definitely does not impress. There's so much pomp and circumstance around, like, this Capelli, Joseph Capelli, the dude, just a dude who was in the last game who killed Nathan Hale, about him just being, like, a family man, and he's out of the military now, and it's all about surviving and living day to day and growing beets in a battleship, and then, you know, we're just soldiers.
Now you're listening.
So he
chainsaws,
not yet. but that's the other thing is it's just like Resistance before. We're like, dude, these people are losing the war with the technology they have. Every gun in this game kicks ass. Like it is Insomniac
but
at its finest
aren't
for
some
just
of them
ass
like
kick guns.
Alien guns, though.
Yes, but I can use them.
Right, I know.
I'm not alien.
I know, but I'm saying like, I can't imagine it's not the easiest thing in the world to get a hold of.
Nope, they're really easy, actually. You really? Find tons of weapons from aliens. In fact, you start off with an alien weapon.
Oh, that's weird.
Everything is just, like, super overpowered. You know, your sidearm magnum, you shoot, and then you pull the secondary trigger, and it blows the bullet up.
Yeah.
And you're like, I could use this gun for the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm. The crazy, like, Black Ops, like, nonsense that they started to build in the second game.
Yes, like the you have like a medium 3-round burst gun that shoots turrets. Also,
it shoots what?
It shoots turrets to shoot
launches,
other dudes.
Do they hover?
No, oh. They stick to surfaces.
Oh,
yeah. The arsenal is great. Like the weapons that they give you to play around with are a lot of fun. And then in Ratchet and Clank fashion, the more you use it, it levels up, which is fun too. Because then it's like, hey, I really like using the Magnum, so I'm gonna keep using it until I level it up, and now it's just like super overpowered go-to gun in case I need, you know, to do some crap with it. But going back to the story, very, very blah, not compelling, dwelling so much on like how the world has changed and how he's a different man than he used to be, and how there's just Resistance freedom fighters, you know, across the country fighting the Chimera, and how there's this one thing that you have to do to beat them forever.
Wasn't there always just like one thing?
Yep. Yeah. But this time it's for real.
Never really worked.
This time it's real. They got it this time.
Yeah.
They also take away the regenerating health system. So now you're finding health packs.
Oh, yeah.
Which is weird, because that was kind of what the whole Resistance game was about, where you regenerate health because you're like infected with the virus.
Well, in the first game you had health packs.
No.
Yes.
For the first 5 minutes of the game you did. And then once you got infected with the little like weird bugs, then you got regenerating health. When you were just a soldier on the ground fighting the Chimera right at the beginning, you had to collect health packs. And then after you got through that, you got regenerating health.
Well, you're not infected anymore.
You aren't, which is weird because you were in the last game. But then they justify it. Like, they say, this is the reason why you don't have this ability anymore. But it was also like, why?
Wait, in the second game you had health packs?
No.
Okay.
But in this game they say, hey, now you have health packs and you don't have regenerating health. And
but
here's the reason why.
But you're a different person and you don't have...
But that was, like, the Spec Ops team in...
Were they all, like...
They were all, like, Hale, where they all had super alien Chimera juice in them.
Oh.
And they all could regenerate and... They're all super soldiers.
Hmm.
At least that's what I thought it was. I thought that was what they were.
I thought Hale was like one of two people that had this.
Well, okay. Fair enough. If he was, then...
I
then I guess it makes more sense that you don't regenerate health.
This is me only just like remembering like me playing Resistance 1 and then playing like the first 2 hours of Resistance 2. Fighting that Leviathan and just being like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
I give up.
I'm done with this though. I'm good. I got my fill of it. I would like to keep playing, but in about 4 hours of play, I think I'm at least halfway, if not further, based on the achievements.
Yeah.
Trophies, so I'm good. What else? I think that's about it. Played those three games. And we got some stuff coming up here in the future.
Yeah, next couple of weeks.
Yep, we'll be done.
Next 2 weeks, Skyrim and Assassin's Creed.
Yep.
Stuff.
Lego Harry Potter,
oh, yeah.
5-7.
I forgot about that.
I got that demo waiting for me.
Did you finish?
Yes, I did.
Yeah?
I finished it.
How does it end?
Is what?
It
good? What do you mean, how does it end? Harry does some stuff, man.
Harry does some stuff. I refer you to the books and the movies.
He figures out that he's actually a wizard.
Awesome. Perfect. Perfect. So the first game is years 1-4.
Yep. And then this is 5-7. Which I'm guessing they will split 7 in half like they did in the movie. Where it's like,
I mean,
or
it's
else maybe they just.
This is all one thing, seven. Right?
Yeah. Nah, well, the way that they space out the chapters and like the level
it's
progression.
Like they actually like. Cut it off like they do in the movies.
Yes. Like you wrap it up and fight a boss and then it's like, okay, now you're done and you can go back to your hub world.
Have you done the Goblet of Fire yet? Is that?
Yes, that was
the fourth
four.
Year?
Yep.
Okay. You fight a dragon.
You do fight dragons, kind of.
Lego dragons.
Lego dragons.
Oh man. Horned Lego dragons.
You basically build things to pester the dragons, and then you get to the dragon and knock it out.
I always get really excited about playing Lego games, and then I realize what Lego games are.
No, they're good.
And then I don't get excited anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one of those games that I really just don't have a lot of investment in. Like, I'll play it, and it'll be fun, but it's just not the same level of involvement.
It's one of those games that you can play while you're doing something else.
Yeah. Or drinking.
Yeah, I've said that before. I've said this. Actually, Robert Ashley said the Lego games are the games that you can play no matter what state of consciousness you're in.
Yeah,
you will succeed at the game no matter how messed up you are.
Mm-hmm. I'd be completely asleep, both eyes closed.
You'll still build that ladder.
Somehow I will finish this chapter.
So I guess that's it for games. Been playing.
Yeah.
I wanted to get the Rayman
Origins yeah.
Because I have that demo downloaded, but I didn't play it. You played it?
No, it looked good, but I've just seen video for it and stuff.
I wanted to try it before I came over here, but I was running low on time. Let's talk about news. So as we mentioned earlier, in the Activision Blizzard earnings call, was it yesterday or the day before? A new Call of Duty game was mentioned by Bobby Kotick for 2012.
I don't see this as being that big of a shocker, because Bobby Kotick has said years ago that this is going to be an annual rotation of Call of Duty.
But you've got I guess you've got Infinity Ward there still too, right?
Just yeah.
Infinity Ward.
Yeah, it's the fake Infinity Ward. It's the same one that made Modern Warfare, yeah?
I don't know how this actually works out.
This Modern Warfare was made by a group of individuals being referred to as Infinity Ward?
Yes.
Okay.
Was it also Treyarch that helped on the game too?
I'm assuming so.
I'm assuming it was just like at this point it's
what,
an effort.
What happens
on
when
every...
you turn the game on, Griff? Does it say Infinity Ward or does it say Treyarch?
It says.
Or does it say like something weird like
it says green. It's green. And then I press the button to keep going, and then it's green again, and a dude's talking, and then I press the button again, and it says press start to play.
But there's no, like, swirly eye logo thing?
Not
that it's
probably.
Just Infinity Ward.
We'll see once I beat it and I get to the credits, and I can listen to somebody rap at me, and
that's right.
Hopefully they'll have... I wouldn't be surprised if it was a... If they're going to have credits for Treyarch, for Infinity Ward... And for
Sledgehammer.
Fake Sledgehammer, or I'm sorry, whatever new Sledgehammer is called.
Oh, they're not being called Sledgehammer.
Well, you know, like the the entity that is Sledgehammer. And
yeah. Well, so, okay, so is the next year Call of Duty, is that supposed to be a Sledgehammer game?
I don't know.
Because that's what it was supposed to be 2 years ago, like the one.
I thought Sledgehammer was currently working on the Call of Duty Elite. I thought that's what their thing was.
Because I remember hearing a thing about how, like...
Oh, you mean the third-person action-adventure game?
Yeah, they got, like, they got fucking shit-canned by the mention of it.
But it didn't get shit-canned. It wasn't.
But it's just, like, everybody was just like, what the fuck are you talking about doing that?
Sledgehammer is working on a third-person Call of Duty action adventure game, and you're like, what?
Those words are really close to each other in the sentence.
So it's like Link to the Past.
Yep.
Future Warfare.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do I get a sword?
Gears of Warfare.
Gears of Warfare.
Yep.
Could be. Although I wouldn't call Gears of War action adventure.
Oh yeah, dude. Link to the Gears of War.
Yeah. What would be a Blizzard? Or Activision Blizzard property.
The Legend of Duty.
That's something
that's
completely
the game
different.
I want to play.
The Legend of Duty.
Yes.
They did say that they're hiring a new team to work on this game for next generation consoles.
Oh, fantastic.
So that would be your Legend of Duty on the Wii U.
Yep.
Legend of Duty.
Oh, it's so good. Wedge of Duty. That's perfect.
The other little thing here is, I think last week we were talking about what's going on with From Dust 514.
Not From Dust, just Dust.
Sorry, Dust. That's combining. Again, the whole property hybrid. Dust 514. So the PlayStation blog has this interview with the creators of it, which there are just some... It says nothing about the actual game, but when I was reading it, it was like, this is why I like Eve and everything. Because this article is talking about a vehicle in the game that delivers other vehicles to... It's like a tactical vehicle delivery vehicle. And how they're described, the language that they use to just... In this little interview, it's just very funny. Where it's like, originally designed for industrial transportation by Outer Ring Excavations, ORE, this Skylift was repurposed for combat missions with a few key alterations. Firstly, the engines underwent a massive upgrade from aftermarket conventional jet turbines to the laser F4 ionized plasma forges. The extra thrust they provide compensates for the increased weight of the fuselage, which is augmented with 25mm radar absorbing armor plates. Without crew, the cockpit area has been redesigned with Tech 2 drone hardware and multi-spectrum geospatial avionics systems, and a state-of-the-art Phantom 65 stealth field controller. And that is just one paragraph about the specs of this.
So what you're telling me is they get a lot of guys working on some like canon, like some crazy nonsense information.
The
that's
dudes,
just like, who's
the Eve team
read this?
Is sitting on their fucking oil well server farm in the middle of international waters are just cranking out specs.
What are some fancy high tech words we can use to describe these crazy things that we have in this game?
Yeah. Just need to hire that guy who does the narrations for the Science Center to talk about this.
Oh, not the same guy that fucking does the narrations for Mass Effect.
That is the same guy.
Oh, is it? No,
yes. Go listen to the Skyline Theater or something like that?
Yeah.
At the Science Center. Tell me that it's not the same guy that reads the...
same voice.
The technical manual in the...
Now that I think about it, when I went to go see...
I tried looking this up where I was like, what is this guy's IMDb profile?
When I was at the Body World thing,
yeah,
the Body World exhibit voice sounds a lot like the same
guy.
Oh,
did you do the audio tour for that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jen and I went to that for when we went to Mixology.
Yeah.
We got discounted Body World.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking, dude sounds like... Dude sounds like the dude from Mass Effect 2. The dialogue stuff for the audio.
Oh, really?
But yeah.
It probably is the same
guy. Same
guy. Because he does the voice
has
in the...
Has the best voice. Like, you could
you
just
want
explain...
science explained to you.
You could just explain things to me all day long.
That's right.
Explain to me how a coffee pot works.
I would pay $6.99 for an iOS application that was just the Mass Effect just... tech manual narrated by the guy narrates it.
I'm sure this exists.
No, no, it doesn't. Have you because not if it did, I would have an iPad and I would own this.
That'd be so cool.
Also, Modern Warfare 3, there are iPads with swipe to attack functions. It's weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
Really weird.
Yep.
Huh.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Body World. I was a little unimpressed. It was great, but...
Oh, yeah. It's interesting and it's cool, but...
Well, I've been to one before. Short. I was at the one in Baltimore, and
this
it
seems
was
small,
huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Yeah. It was like, if you've ever seen Casino Royale, it was more
I
like
know.
That setup, where
yeah.
it's just open with tons of stuff everywhere. And this was like, we got a couple guys in this room.
Yeah.
There's a couple guys in this room.
Yeah.
Don't touch that guy.
Yeah. You can see testicles
here. A lot of balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then I was thinking, man, how awesome would it be if that dude from... you haven't gotten there, have you? Deus Ex, the guy who's got, like, the augmented muscle skeleton, where you walk into the Body World area where it's just a bunch of dudes in muscle suits who are just constantly going through this flexing protocol, and he's, like, one of them hidden amongst them.
Oh, wow.
How awesome would it be if you were just in costume as, like, muscles... You just like reach down and grab somebody, and like they would shit their pants.
Yeah.
Like it was close enough to Halloween that that could have been a thing to do.
Yeah.
Where you just have somebody dressed up as a Body World guy who's like, hey, blah, blah.
Just jumping out
Body of World.
Scaring people with a muscle suit.
Hmm.
Oh, man.
That's it for my news. We got some videos up with, the Rainbow Six, amazing,
oh, yeah.
mind-blowing Rainbow
Fucking
Six.
Rainbow Six Patriots.
Rainbow Six Patriots trailer.
Watch that. Yeah, watch that thing on the site. It's good.
Really.
Fucking
really
just
good.
Really good. I do.
That would make me want to play a Rainbow Six game.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
It does make me want to play it.
I mean, I played, Rainbow Six Vegas? New Vegas? Was it Rainbow Six?
I think I played Vegas.
Vegas, something Vegas?
No, yeah, I played the first Vegas.
I played one of them. When I was in college, and it was okay. Like, you die really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Really quick.
Yeah, you
it's
do.
Very tactical.
I played the first Vegas co-op. Online co-op. Did that. Does that not remind you a little bit of Heavy Rain? Like, certain bits of it.
Yeah, like the button prompts.
Also,
that and Splinter Cell.
That game has a fucking iPad. Did you see that when he looks over to the side table and it's like, turn on TV, pick up iPad?
Oh, I didn't notice it.
Yeah, I was just like, all right.
Huh.
iPad's a thing, I guess.
I just thought it was funny with, like, you know, birthday pimp just sitting in that chair.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have my wife.
It's like I just woke up from, like, my pre-birthday bender.
Yeah. Who's just wearing a kimono that's like...
I was like, who is this person?
Yeah. Like, mini skirt kimono going to answer the door.
Yeah, I was like...
Like, hey, maybe you should...
How am I not answering the door?
Right. Cause, maybe you're naked.
Yeah, could be. I don't remember seeing clothes on that arm.
Yeah.
I just remembered, like, turn on TV, and then wife walks in and turns off TV, and it's just like, I was watching
that. I imagine that dude was just wearing, like, a Hugh Hefner-style smoking jacket.
Yeah. Slippers and a smoking jacket.
Uh-huh.
There's a pipe somewhere.
Probably, yeah.
Gosh. Because, I mean, she walks around the corner and it's just like, yeah, yeah. But I like the way that video ends. Where it's
yeah,
like,
great.
What did you do?
Dude,
what had to be done? What I had to do.
Like, huh.
I was like, oh, yeah.
I just really enjoyed it. Like, you know, hey, if you're going to switch perspectives in a video game where you're playing as... You know, superhero and superhero. What if you have to play as poor, unfortunate dude who gets caught up in the middle of it?
Yeah.
And not like astronaut who gets hit by a chunk of shrapnel from the International Space Station.
Yeah. Dude fucking loved the part where it's just like, hold R2. Just keep holding it.
Yep.
Just keep holding it.
Yeah.
Yep, your dude's getting rocked. Keep holding it.
Yeah.
Just enjoying that.
You have to keep.
Like, I was just sitting there going, yeah, just let it go. Just let it go.
What would
It'll
happen?
All be over. It'll be fine.
It was great. It was really cool. Hopefully they'll keep up with that sort of a
I did like mentality. It was a little futuristic sci-fi that the soldiers have where like he can see the digital the mapping behind cars.
Yeah.
And he can tag the enemies that are like there's these two like bogeys behind a car and it's like
just
I need those guys taken out like and yep. dudes on the other side of the bridge cap them
mm-hmm.
for you
mm-hmm.
it's pretty good
mm-hmm.
pretty good or like using the taxi
who,
as cover.
Who does the Rainbow Six is that
Ubisoft
it's Ubisoft
I believe
is it because that's what my first thought was too but I can't. It probably
Splinter
has
Cell
to be right
and Rainbow Six I think are both Ubisoft
and companies. Ghost Recon Future,
I think they own all the Tom Clancy nonsense.
That's true. That's true.
Did they not purchase all the rights for Tom Clancy?
No, that happened a long
they
time ago.
They purchased Tom
Hawks.
Clancy. Yes.
Tom Clancy.
And that was Ubisoft.
Hawks. Okay. Yep.
Was it Ubisoft that acquired a
Hey, remember when Future Soldier never came out?
Yep. Yep.
Speaking of things not coming out, what else got delayed recently? Spec Ops The Line? Take-Two's games got pushed back again. Spec Ops The Line and whatever else property they're working on right now that was supposed to be coming out this year or early next that we don't see anything about anymore.
Yeah. Oh, did you see this thing about...
Santec.
Did you see this thing about Day One DLC patch for Skyrim that they already talked about where it's like, yo, that game's gonna ship kind of broken.
I read an article, but I'm like, you know what? Doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't. This
Bethesda.
This is a Bethesda game. It's gonna be.
I don't expect out of the box perfection at this point.
Some assembly required.
Yes, that's just how those games go. You know
exactly. Fucking some tools required to assemble.
Yeah, as long as I don't have to install it.
You might want to though.
I'm getting to the point where I'm tired of installing games. Rage broke me.
I was pretty like impressed that I didn't have to install Uncharted.
Resistance. Yeah, you did.
Do you?
Yes.
Maybe I just went and made a sandwich. Maybe this is like what
No, you
like...
don't. I'm sorry. It's a Resistance you have to install, okay. Which I was
You're
like
just getting yourself confused.
I was cuz I was when Resistance starts, it starts with this awesome like well not awesome. It starts with this cutscene that kind of tells the story of what happened in the previous Resistance games. And then it's done, and there's this loading bar, and then it's like installing 20%. Jeez. So this video happens, and then it's 20% along, and I was like, okay, cool, well done. So instead of giving me origami to fold while I'm watching this bar to load, you're going to give me a really simply rendered video that's going to give me the backstory. But then you just get the one. And now it's like you got to wait for 80% more installation
There's
time.
There's no snake smoking a cigarette.
Nope.
I just wish for every single game now, just insert snake smoking a cigarette.
Just speed snake?
Yep.
Speed install?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because then I probably wouldn't mind, just put old snake up there smoking a cigarette and putting in those little portable ashtray. Yep.
Give me something. I don't care what it is. I don't want pictures. I don't want
teach
still
me,
pictures.
Teach me new origami.
Teach me how to Dougie.
Teach me how to Dougie.
That's, yep.
Sure. Just something. Just something to distract me from it other than me going up and making my fat ass a sandwich.
Yeah. What is it? Namco Bandai owns the rights to mini games during loading screens?
They own the rights to just mini games during loading screens?
Right.
What constitutes a mini game? Because fucking Capcom in
Bayonetta has the
Bayonetta and Devil May Cry.
That's Platinum.
Sega.
Yeah, but they've got that. I want to say that that's technically not considered a mini game.
Yeah, like, that's just you like mashing some buttons.
Well, you've got the press buttons to see what they do for combos,
right?
So I think that like that has there is no fail or win state in this. So you
do you
this is not technically a game.
Do you not remember Devil May Cry 3?
Didn't play it.
Okay. So Devil May Cry 3 had this really awesome thing where be a black screen and there would be loading, like pulsing on the bottom. It would just say loading, mm-hmm. loading. But if you hit like any of the attack buttons, you would start to attack the loading, like the word loading. Like it would like cut the word loading and shoot it, and it would get redder and redder and redder. All you wanted to do was just fucking break it. It's like just break it, just fucking break it.
But you can't break it.
I've never been able to break it. I just I can only assume that you can.
But the Game Shark can.
Not, yeah. Then break loading screen.
You can break, break the loading screen. I've seen it.
But then the there's one other game that had a like just something stupid like that that just made me enjoy the loading screen, which was Castlevania Symphony of the Night. It's the words "now loading" that would float in front of the screen.
Uh-huh.
If you pushed directions on your D-pad, it would warp it.
Oh,
it would just distort it.
Like,
it would be like Ribbon Dancer. Like if I like fucking pushed up on it, it would make it go like super wavy. And if I like pushed like angled it in a direction, it would make it loop.
Uh-huh.
It's just stupid shit to distract me from the fact that you're loading.
Sure. Just, yeah, and I'm always so nonsense. I'm always so terrified of like backing out to the XMB or to the
yeah, you don't want to hit a dashboard. Button that just makes it back out. Yeah.
Well, because I don't know if that's going to crush the loading time to make it longer, or if it's going to stall out the game or something.
Do you remember Square Enix used to do this for all their Final Fantasy games? Well, just for fucking all their games, the soft reset?
Yes.
If you would do L...
like every button on the face of the controller?
Yeah, you do L2, R2, or L...
Start, select.
L1, L2, R1, R2, start, select, and it would just reset you back to the main menu.
Oh, that was really nice.
It was really nice, except for the very first time I fucking realized that this was a thing by accidentally pushing buttons.
Huh.
And then I was just like, oh, fuck.
I do miss that, but I guess you also have the ability to just quit most games
at
this
now
point.
You can just hit home button and just back out. I don't think it's a thing that exists anymore. And like, I don't think you can do it in Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah.
I don't think you can soft reset.
I would just go with one sort of reset.
Yeah.
Eject disc.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Sledgehammer 2 PlayStation.
Start, select, R1, R2, L1, L2, eject disc, crush disc.
It's grind into pavement.
You got anything news-wise, John? It's really not too much going
nothing
on.
Nothing too much. Like, and like I said, we talked about this already, where Ubisoft made an agreement with Sony to make the Assassin's Creed movie, but there is this, I forget who the hell, there was an interview done with somebody from Hollywood talking about how the deal that was cut with Ubisoft and Sony is the craziest deal ever, because apparently even like Steven Spielberg cannot get this kind of a deal, where it's just like Ubisoft like relinquished no rights to Sony for anything, where it's like Ubisoft has the final say as to who the actors are. Ubisoft has the final say as to what the script is. They have the final say in like when the movie releases.
Interesting.
They have the final say in every single aspect of it. And Sony just essentially gets to put up money and just make it happen.
Huh.
And,
well, one would imagine this is the direction that you want video game movies to go, right?
Right. I mean, this gives them complete license to make it the way that they want it.
But
in this interview, essentially, he said that giving a game development team this kind of license also means movie's probably never going to get fucking made.
That, and if it does get made,
it's going to be a video game ass fucking movie.
It might be weird because it's like, okay, so I watched the Batman Return. Wait, Batman for which is the one with Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee
Forever.
Jones. Batman Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Watched that the other night with Hunter.
Fucking weird. It's terrible.
It's really weird.
Nipples, rubber nipples, and fucking Val
That's
Kilmer
not the weird
is
part.
Not a good Batman
no.
or Bruce Wayne.
Val Kilmer is a very, very weird Batman.
Yeah.
But it's just like the writing in that movie where everything is just a
Nicole Kidman is in that movie.
It's like what you would imagine the World of Warcraft movie would be, where it's like, you know,
yeah,
some guy...
It is so fucking weird.
Right, some guy walks out into... It's just like bit gags where a guy walk... Like, if it, you know, there's a scene where Robin stands up on this platform and he says, "Holy rusted metal, Batman!" And you're like, oh my god.
Well, then they like...
And then
they
says,
back off and are like, no, the hole, it's...
It's rusted. It's full of holes. It's yeah. metal. It's not rock. And you're like, ugh, gosh. And there's just...
made that joke.
Yeah. Bits with Two-Face and with... with
Tommy Lee Jones. I like Tommy Lee Jones, but that...
It's a really disturbing role for Tommy Lee Jones.
It is very... Like, he's a lunatic in that mm-hmm. movie. And
it's good.
It's not the Two-Face that I want.
No. Hunter said, he's like, he seems more like the Joker.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's true.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Jim Carrey, though, great.
Yeah.
Always. Just perfect in that role. I'm Batman. Do you remember the end of that movie? When he's in Arkham and Asylum?
Like, like laughing his ass off in that chair. It is like, I'm Batman.
Yeah. And Dr. Meridian
has
to go visit him, and he's flapping his straitjacket saying, I'm Batman.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, but just so many stupid bit gags, which I'm guessing if a video game designer made this movie, it would be a lot of gags like that.
Yeah.
Or just a lot of like...
You would just hope that they take
the
property.
Press the start button, and then it's like, oh, there's a start button lying on the floor that he needs to press.
Oh, did you also see that the Ubisoft, I think it's tomorrow, is releasing the Assassin's Creed Encyclopedia.
Mm-mm.
It is everything you will ever want to know about Assassin's Creed in a book.
Really?
In a paper.
It's from Ubisoft, like certified, codified, canonical.
Yep. You remember when Konami put out the digital, like, freaking thing about, like...
The Metal Gear Solid database?
Yes.
Like the first piece of downloadable content on PSN?
Yes.
I do remember that.
And there's achievements in that fucking thing.
Wait, really?
Yeah, there are trophies for reading everything. You get a trophy for reading everything.
On the consoles?
Yeah. For the Metal Gear.
Oh, no, there's not.
Isn't?
There's no trophies. So there was no trophies out at that time.
Oh.
Unless they went back and retrofitted it now, but I don't think so.
Okay.
I thought you meant in this Assassin's Creed, but is it a physical book?
It is a physical book that you can purchase.
Is it a giant coffee table book?
Yeah, it is. It's hardbound,
mm-hmm.
and it's all white, stark white, and it just has the Assassin's logo on the front. And then it's a bunch of like garbled text on the spine of it,
uh-huh.
and then there's just a highlighted red bit that just says Assassin's Creed Encyclopedia, or Assassin's Encyclopedia.
When this like comes out? When?
Tomorrow, I think.
So basically, it's not going to be really interesting because it won't have any of the new games content in it.
I don't know what is all covered in this. I kind of want to read this though.
Yeah.
Because again, if any game really makes me want to go down the rabbit hole,
exactly.
It's Assassin's Creed.
It's which is why when I was playing Uncharted, I was like, man, Assassin's Creed sure does Templars better.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because that's what Assassin's Creed 3, or I'm sorry, that's what Uncharted 3 is about.
Yep.
Templars.
Yeah.
Sort of.
It doesn't go far enough into it, though.
It's not like Lolly Lulay Low. It's not like Illuminati. It's not like fucking Templars. It's some weird order that they're making up.
Yeah. It's like weird, fake, like Secret Service Templar.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not like this chosen group of individuals. It's just like, this is the Queen's original Secret Service team that did dirt to like,
yeah,
whatever she wanted,
and
or
now we, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, more interested in this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look it up, the Assassin's Creed. I gotta see who's gonna be selling this. Maybe Amazon will have it.
Amazon will have it.
I hope it's less than $20.
$22, I bet.
I was thinking somewhere around $23, $25.
Should get it. Just pre-order discount.
Yeah, maybe if I pre-order it, then I'll ship it to me.
Pre-order
for $19.99.
No, pre-order the Assassin's Creed Revelations. And then you get
just
$2 off.
Yeah, perfect.
The Assassin's Creed
encyclopedia. I've already pre-ordered my Assassin's Creed Revelations.
You
so
told
I
me
just
that.
Want this encyclopedia. I just want to know all the crazy nonsense that exists. What are the other pieces of Eden? The Staff of Moses and the Apple. What else is there?
The Technicolor Dreamcoat.
If the Technicolor Dreamcoat, the fucking what other crazy nonsense things like. Fucking basket that Moses was.
Oh, the Moses basket.
Yeah.
Yes, the fabled Moses. The cross. Cross
exactly.
Nails.
Exactly.
The nails of the cross.
It just makes you float wherever you want.
Yeah. I
hoverboard. It's a hover basket.
It's actually a basket that has chainsaws on the bottom of it.
Yep, perfect.
It's future technology. They didn't know they invented it.
Yeah.
Neither did we, but we emulated it. Actually, kind of one of the most boring pieces of Eden, if you think about it.
Yep.
It's just a basket with chainsaws on the bottom of it.
Just the only thing funny about it is chainsaw. It's like it's predating chainsaws,
yep.
Far in advance.
Yep, it's actually which funny
does not
because
run on gasoline.
Everybody totally understands the technology. Where it's literally just gas powered chainsaws on the bottom of a basket. At its time, magic.
Yeah,
no fucking clue how it works. But now it makes perfect sense.
I just don't know what other, like, holy, maybe the staff.
Artifacts?
Or maybe the spear that killed
Oh, the Lance of Longinus?
Yeah, Longinus spear.
That'd be a good one.
It could be something. It's always been something more than just a spear that, you know.
Is it always biblical, though? Like, is it...
The Longinus spear?
No. I mean, like, is that what the Templar stuff? It's all biblical.
The apple and the staff of Moses.
Mm.
So, true. I mean, it could be the Longinus spear exists now.
I doubt it'll be in that book, though. I highly doubt it.
What, the other pieces of Eden that we don't know about?
I highly
doubt
it.
But there was dozens of them. Dozens of them.
I doubt it, man. It's too good.
Oh, man. I just want to know.
Maybe the book is a piece of Eden.
Oh, god damn. The Bible itself.
Breaking the fourth wall. You have a piece of the Eden.
Oh, man. God damn it.
This video on how to do parkour. Piece of Eden.
That was another thing that really made me, like, you know what? I really want to play Assassin's Creed right now.
Yeah.
Playing Uncharted and the traversal and how terrible it is in that game.
I don't think it's terrible.
It's not completely terrible, but sometimes... Sometimes it gets a little wonky.
Yeah.
Nathan Drake takes turns like a boat.
Eh.
When he's running.
That part I wasn't too put off with. It's just like all the running sequences where it's like, now you have to run away from this thing.
Yeah.
Have fun restarting like four times because you got caught in a corner.
Oh my god. Also, there's the one part where the building is burning and you're on the roof and that fucking thing just falls down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how would I have known to not be standing here? Like, that thing comes down in a split second.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The part that I was like, where they're like, there was no moment of transitioning from the roof to the gutter. They just jumped, and then Sully was on the gutter, and then you're like falling through the air, and you're like,
Sully just appears places sometimes. And I'm just like, Sully's
the mocap dude probably just doesn't want to be doing that kind of work.
Fuck, I don't want to jump. I'm also like, maybe Nathan Drake should wear gloves.
Yeah.
Like, fucking.
At this point, no.
Your hands would just be tore up his shit.
No, he's fine.
Like, the amount of jumping, like, Nathan Drake, wait, it was what, 170, 180 pounds?
Could you figure out how old he is based on the context clues given?
I'm assuming, yeah,
30 to 40 years old?
Yeah, this is something I was trying to pick apart, too, where I was just like, why do they keep calling him a boy if he's, like, mid-30s at least? Because he's maybe 15? When he meets
But
Sully.
Then you think about that where you're like,
and then
okay,
it's 20 years, so...
If Drake is that age, based on those clues, then how old is Sully?
Right.
50 to 60?
He says that at some point in the game, he's like, you keep forgetting I've got like 25 years on you.
Uh-huh.
So Sully has to be like 60 years old.
Right.
Mathematically speaking.
Yes.
If we're going to put Drake at 35, then Sully's 60.
Right.
Fucking 60 years old.
Weird.
He looks good for 60.
Sure does.
Because I'd have put him at like...
Silver Fox. Booklet says.
I'd have put him at like 50. At most.
Yep. Late 40s.
Yeah. Like 48, 47.
Yep.
47 to 50. Kinda. And I'd have put Drake at like 29... 32?
Well, I think that's what he was supposed to be in Uncharted, that he was supposed to be like late 20s.
Okay.
I don't know if they talked about that or if that was just
well, this is
the
also like
they were going
the freaking Solid Snake issue too, where it was just like fucking Snake and Metal Gear Solid is like what? It's supposed to be late 20s.
Yeah.
And then Metal Gear Solid 2, like mid 30s, maybe.
It's
how many years after?
Four years after the like, Shadow
so
Moses,
possibly like 34. This is also
sounds
all
about
covered.
Right.
This is all covered in.
Everybody has access to this information right now.
No, it's all covered in that Metal Gear Solid.
I know
thing.
What I'm saying
this
you should like, be able to.
Fucking at the end of Metal Gear Solid 3, it flat out tells you the fucking birth date of Liquid and Solid.
Yeah,
the fucking. The Les Enfants Terribles project, the fucking born in like 1975 or some nonsense.
Yeah. So that would put them, and the game takes place in present times.
Present times.
1998.
Yep. Yep. So, yeah.
Anyway, do we have anything else we want to talk about?
We're just talking about the age of characters. Also, remembered a great quote from the Adam West Batman movie the other day.
Uh-huh.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb. That's good.
Good.
Because you remember he's like running around with that giant ass bomb.
Mm-hmm.
There's like nuns in a room and there's small children and just can't get rid of a bomb.
Don't remember that quote.
What?
No.
He's just running around with a bomb over his head and he's just like looking for a place to dispose of the bomb.
I may have to rewatch that movie at some point.
You need to.
Is it on Netflix?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Done.
It is.
Instant cue.
Oh, man.
Also, all of
How It's Made is now on Netflix, and I love How It's
Made. I hate How It's Made.
I love it so much.
It's the most dry narration
ever. Oh, no, it's terrible. Yeah.
And they're the most unrelated things. Like, if it was, like, one thing that would play off the next...
They're completely unrelated.
This week on How It's Made. Fireman's shoes.
Yep.
Tennis rackets.
Polo clubs.
Ice cream.
Mm-hmm. See, you could just say whatever you want to. At least polo clubs and tennis rackets are sort of related in the fact that they're sports.
Yep. Fingernail polish. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's this episode. I guess I won't be tuning in.
Yep. Yep. No, when I started watching, it was just like, just pick out the parts that I want to see that I'm interested in and then just go to different episodes.
All right. Well, we'll check email here quickly. If you'd like to send us an email, send it to bbr@bossbarrel.com or on Facebook or something else. Twitter accounts for myself or on our Facebook like page thing. Boss Barrel, search for it in Facebook or Griff Hoffman on Twitter.
No email?
Oh, yeah. I said the email. bbr@bossbarrel.com.
No. I'm just like, did we get one?
No email.
No.
There is none. Which is fine because, you know, we're getting on a little bit in this episode.
Oh, wow, we are.
So,
wow.
We can wrap it up here, and we'll have some videos up potentially by the end of this week and more other stuff. Keep checking the site. Thanks for listening. See ya.